All right, let's talk about the crisis in the Horn of Africa now. Over 11 million people spread across Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia, and that region affected by the worst drought in 60 years. You've seen the heartbreaking pictures on television and the plight of these refugees. Let's get an update now. Sasha Chanoff is the founder and executive director of Refuge Point, which is an organization that helps refugees. Hi, Sasha.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for doing this. Megan Dapisa is a social worker with Refuge Point, currently in Kenya. Megan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for doing this. Megan, let me go to you first. Can you describe the situation on the ground there right now?
Sure. It has been declared an emergency here in Dadaab. So it's kind of a madhouse at the moment. We're still getting about 4,000 to 5,000 refugees from Somalia every week. So we have lots of different people here, different aid workers and media and things like that. So it's kind of a madhouse.
Mike, Megan is in Dadaab refugee camp, which is the largest refugee camp in the world right now. It's very close to the border of Somalia. It's in Kenya.
Okay, Megan, what are the conditions there for people? Because I was reading about on the weekend there was some rain finally, but maybe some of that rain was almost too much rain.
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't really see that here in the camp. They got that in Somalia, in parts of Somalia, but we really didn't see that here in Dadaab and the surrounding refugee camps.
What do you need right now? What's the most pressing need right now for you?
Right now it's just we're trying to get the staff up here to kind of facilitate all the different needs for the people. We're trying to get tents set up and land for people, for the new arrivals that are coming in. It's trying to get the tents up. It's trying to get them food. It's trying to get them registered as quickly as possible. So really, we need time.
Right.
The
international community is coming together, and the food, healthcare needs are some of the most urgent needs to address the mortality rates. It's about eight children in 10,000 are dying per day right now, which is about 16 times the normal rates in sub-Sahara Africa.
Right. Sasha, let me ask you, the rain, there was some heavy rain and flooding in some areas on the weekend. It was almost sort of cruelly ironic that after this drought, you actually get some rain, but apparently it did damage some of the refugee encampments.
Yeah, I've been in that camp where Megan is right now, Dadaab refugee camp, and one of the disastrous consequences of rain is that it often stagnates, and then mosquitoes breed in it that carry malaria. And in these kinds of droughts and famines, one of the biggest factors that lead to death is malaria and communicable diseases as well, like measles and cholera. And so that's a real risk there as well.
Okay, the humanitarian effort that's going on right now, is it being hampered at all by those type of conditions that you just described, some of the unstable politics in the region? I mean, can you tell me how difficult it is to get help to people?
Yeah, well, this is one of the biggest problems. I mean, one of the drivers of famine is clearly environmental, but the biggest driver is actually the human factor. And if you just look back at history in Africa and kind of the history of famines there, you think of Biafra in Nigeria in 1968, Ethiopia with Bob Geldof in Live Aid in 1984, Sudan in 1998. All these famines, actually, the biggest driver was conflict in those areas that did not allow humanitarian aid to get to the regions, and the people who were fighting on the ground destroy the agriculture in that area, which leads to famine. And right now, in the region, the only place that has been described as a famine are two areas in southern Somalia, which are controlled by Al-Shabaab, which is an extremist Islamic group that is helping to generate a lot of the conflict in Somalia. So the factors here are actually kind of human-driven right now, and certainly there are environmental factors that add to it, but the biggest factor is conflict.
Right. Let me go back to Megan in Kenya. Megan, we see the pictures here on our TV sets. I mean, they're heartbreaking. You see women with these young children in desperate condition. Can you describe to me the condition of the people who are arriving in the refugee camp?
Yeah. Most of the people that are coming, these new arrivals that are coming, have been walking for weeks and weeks to try to get to somewhere safe, somewhere with food, somewhere with water. So a lot of them have been walking for a long time. Most of them are women and small children that have been walking. So a lot of the people that are coming are very malnourished and, are facing those kinds of problems, lots of diseases and things like that. They're tired, they're hungry, they're, demoralized. So we're seeing a lot of that for the new arrivals.
Okay, Sasha, where's the worst part right now? I mean, this is affecting a number of different countries.
It is. It's affecting a number of different countries. The worst part right now is in some regions of southern Somalia, which are the agricultural producing regions of southern Somalia. But again, they're controlled at this point by this fundamentalist group, Al-Shabaab. So aid workers have been killed by Al-Shabaab, and humanitarian aid is very difficult to get into those regions. So again, it's the conflict that's actually producing this famine. There are some real heroic efforts going on by the UN Refugee Agency, the International Rescue Committee, CARE, among other organizations, to set up camps both inside and outside of Somalia to address the people who are fleeing and address their needs.
Okay, how can people help, Sasha? What website would you direct them to? I spent some time on your group's website this morning, Refuge Point, and it looks like you're doing great work there. Can you tell us where people can go?
Well, so certainly we're a kind of specialty humanitarian organization that's been working with Somali refugees across Africa, but really and we're actually providing food aid in Nairobi for refugees who are fleeing and ending up in the slum areas of Nairobi. But really, the response here needs to be a huge outpouring of support to very established organizations that are on the ground and have the capacity to address this in a large way. So I would say the UN Refugee Agency, the International Rescue Committee, and CARE are three organizations that are particularly working with refugees and are doing really heroic things.
Thank you guys for the good work that you're doing. Sasha Chana from Refuge Point, Megan Dapsia also with that group. Take a break. We'll be right back.